Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't have to tell you, Al, that being a member of the Philadelphia Eagles has its ups and downs. And one of the great former Eagles, we love when he played. He was Mr. First Down. Jason Avant is on the line, and he has managed to take those ups and downs and turn it into a fine new venture. He is on the line with us right now. Hi, Jason. How are you today?
I'm doing awesome. How are you, fellas?
I'm doing great. Hey, Jason, you are opening a trampoline park. Is that correct?
It's opened already.
It's opened already. Yeah, tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, yeah. So I own a small company. It's called Launch Trampoline Park. We're located in Bedford, New Jersey. We focus on kids' amusement, family entertainment, entertaining fitness. We have a ninja course, rock climbing, arcades, indoor playground, a theater that shoots out snow. We do birthday parties, pizza, all of that stuff. So if you're looking to have kids' birthday parties and have fun on a weekend, those types of things, that's what I'm into. And I have fun with kids, man. We give them an opportunity to have an outlet. Especially for our teenagers that are going through a whole bunch of things socially. So we're trying to give them a safe place, a safe haven.
Do you get on those trampolines once in a while yourself, Jason?
I actually do. That's how I stay in shape, because I told myself I'm not getting on a treadmill ever again or anything like that. So I get on a ninja course and I do upper body like that, and I get on the trampoline and slam the basketball and do flips, and that's how I stay in shape.
Well, I got to tell you, I watched you after you left here and played for Andy Reid of Kansas City, Jason, and you still had it. Do you miss playing football?
You know what? Some days, but not really. I actually turned down a few teams for to stay out of training camp. So I actually, you know, decided that it was time for me to stop playing. Some days I missed it, especially on Sundays. I don't miss the grind. I would say this: I was a guy that had enough talent, but I had to work for a whole bunch to stay in the league just because my talent level wasn't the greatest. So training 11 months out of the year, you know, 6 months you playing, but the other 5 months of trying to stay in shape and do everything right in order to stay around in the league just takes its toll. And I used to give everything that I could in order to help the city of Philadelphia win the Super Bowl. And that grind after year just, you know, kind of took a toll.
Well, I got to tell you, I think you shortchanged yourself on talent. When it came to catching the football in traffic with the first down, Jason, you're as good as I've seen in a generation in this town. Could you tell us?
No,
you were come on. How many? I don't remember you ever dropping a ball. Not one time.
No, you have some. It's just that, you know, the good outweighed the bad, you know. So and the It's just a credit to you know, training. You know, I really cared about it. When, like I said, when you don't have that elite level talent, you take the time. You know, you take the time to stay on the jet machine, to practice, you know, tough catches with your teammates and teach guys. You know, I remember having this conversation with Zach Ertz. You know, we used to say, you know, you catch 50 to 100 balls after practice a day, keep the drops away. So, you know, it's just taking the time, you know.
All right. Well, you are, to me, I've always been a great fan of Pierre Garçon, and you are our Pierre Garçon, Mr. First Down and a 3rd and 7, that kind of play, Jason. And here's what I'm trying to figure out. Why did Andy Reid place so much more of a value on what you could do than Chip Kelly? Because when you left here, you ended up in KC with Reid again. But clearly, Kelly didn't prioritize it as much. Give me your theory on why that is.
Well, that's just the way of the league. The league nowadays it's just about guys that can run. It's about guys that can have yards after the catch, and all of those things are like bells and whistles on a car, but they are not a necessity for the cars to run. The game of football will always be about tackling, blocking and catching a football, protecting a football. That's the bit. I mean, that's just the bells and whistles is, you know, an engine and all those things. And that's what those guys are. You know, they're fast, and those things are beneficial, and it helps you win games. But when it comes down to critical moments, it's not about how fast a guy runs. It's about if the guy's going to put his body on the line and the guy's going to come up in a critical situation. Coach, we knew that there were moments and times at the game that there will be a third down or a critical first down or the fourth quarter where you needed guys to make a play. And all the quarterbacks that I played with understood that in critical moments, we're throwing the ball to Jason because he's not afraid of the rights. And he's not afraid of failure. He's going to go out and execute. And you don't see those moments until the fourth quarter. You don't see those moments until you get to the playoffs. And Chip Kelly didn't understand that. He just saw, okay, oh, this guy doesn't run the fastest. But in the critical moments, he didn't understand that, okay, you need that guy in order to make a play. And those moments are just as important as, you know, getting a 60-yard touchdown. Because you can get those plays in quarter one through three. But when it's time in the playoffs or the four quarters, defense are not letting you get behind them. That's why Dink and Dunk offense wins the Super Bowl every other year, because they have guys that are used to making plays all the time in critical situations.
Well, let me ask you about you did when you were in KC. You got that play for the current Eagles coach, Doug Peterson. When did you see him then as a successful head coach the way he has become in his second year here, Jason?
Well, you know, we knew that he had the tools. I didn't know how his coaching opportunity came about really fast. And I think that was because of the blessing of Coach Reed. Once Coach Reed goes out and say, this guy is a bona fide head coach, you're going to get the head coaching job. It's just like that. He's proven it year after year. And Coach Reed gave everyone his blessing, and it opened up a door.
I got to say, we're shocked. We're shocked. We didn't see it right away. You know, is he fun? Yeah. Was he good to play for?
Oh yeah. So the thing, yeah. So I thought that he had the intangibles to be a head coach. He was definitely good to play for. Any guy that has that background, it's a reason that the NFL, the coaching tree goes through the quarterback position. That's the reason. When you have that background, you learn the game. You learn the game from like a elevated, you know, a picture. You know, so you're able to see a lot of things offensively. And I think that he was perfect for the situation. He's a balance. He's in between being really, really tough, and he's in between. He won't let you see that sometimes, but he's in between a player's coach. So he's somewhere in the middle there. But he has a little more, favor. He has a little more leniency toward the players, because sometimes head coaches, when you've never played, have an unrealistic expectation of what a player can and can't do. When you're a player, you understand what we can do and what is expected of you. So having that big picture view is definitely helpful for him.
I explain something to me, Jason. As a guy who was a terrific slot receiver, do you have a theory as to why Nelson Aguilar is so much better this year in the slot than he was the first 2 years when he was on the sides, on the corners, playing a wide receiver position? What happened?
I think it's a mixture of two things. So, one, in all fairness to Nelson Aguilar, giving him any excuses, but it's hard to try to come to the city of Philadelphia, coming from California, where everything is lax and chill. It's not that serious. That's just California's nature. It's a culture. And come to Philadelphia, where everything is serious. When you walk down the street, it gets, critiqued. And we are serious about our football. We're serious about the game. And to adjust to that culture, I thought, was a culture shock for him. And I think that was part of the reason you keep Jeremy Macklin on your team, because he's going to give you that veteran leadership in order to walk him down the aisle to success. So him not having that veteran leadership was part of his earlier, you know, mishaps, I believe. So having Torrey and having Alshon has definitely helped with his development. So I think that's a big issue with Nelson's past. Now, the other part of that is being in the slot gets you on the third best player, unless the team values the slot the most. There's some teams back in the day they used to put their best player in the slot. When I played, you know, I had to play against, Terrence Newman and Charles Woodson, but nowadays they keep them outside and they put, you know, their third best player in the slot. So you're going to have a first round count on a third round or fourth round corner. So those things play into the equation. So he's so much more talented. Last week he had a touchdown on Shaq Thompson. What in the world was Carolina thinking? And like, it's one of those things that you get matched up on guys like that, and because it's the slot receiver, there's all the linebackers.
Jason, when you're watching a game, do you see that and go, "Oh my God, there's the play"?
Oh, I threw the touchdown right away. I was hoping that they had something that he was running away from a guy in that spot. So I knew that those are things that if that happens. You're going to get either a big play or a touchdown.
You sound like you want to coach. Do you want to coach?
Do I want to coach?
Yeah.
I can look at the game and see it. If I can get in there and be a consultant to receivers, I can teach guys how to get open. That's the easiest part. So,
well, I hope they listen to this, Jason, because you sound like a coach, if not a broadcaster. I'm sure you could do either job. Are you looking for something along those lines? In addition,
tell somebody over there, I need a job. All right, so yeah.
You need a job? Let me tell you, this was a hell of a job interview because I'd hire you. You're phenomenal.
I appreciate that.
And get out there get out to the trampoline park. It's at 1500 Almanesson Road in Deptford. I'm guessing once in a while they'll see Jason Avant there hanging out too, right, Jason?
Once in a while, you see me here pretty much 90% of the time. And that's why our customers love coming in, because they always come here and you know. So I sign stuff for them. You know, we talk about football. I actually watched the game sometime on Sunday with a lot of our customers. So, and what happened right there? I was like, oh, this happened, you know.
Sounds like fun. Jason, continued success, and hopefully somebody heard this and will hire you as a coach and or broadcaster, because you could do either one very well. Thanks for doing this today.
No problem. You all have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.